Codename Villanelle by Luke Jennings, narrated by Yolanda Kettle. The Palazzo Falconieri stands on a promontory on one of the smaller Italian lakes. It's late June, and a faint breeze touches the pines and cypresses which cluster like sentinels around the rocky headland. The gardens are imposing, and perhaps even beautiful, but the deep shadows lend the place a forbidding air which is echoed by the severe lines of the palazzo itself. The building faces the lake and is fronted by tall windows through which silk curtains are visible. The east wing was once a banqueting hall, but now functions as a conference room. At its centre, beneath a heavy Art Deco chandelier, is a long table bearing a Bugatti bronze of a panther. At first glance, the 12 men sitting around the table look ordinary enough. Successful, judging from their quietly expensive clothes. Most are in their late 50s or early 60s, with the kind of faces that you glimpse on the financial pages of international newspapers and instantly forget. There is an unblinking watchfulness about these men, however, which is not ordinary. In the 12 o'clock position, facing the curtained windows, is an ageless, darkly tanned American with deep-set grey eyes. As few photographs of him exist, and he has never been interviewed, he is a largely anonymous figure, even in his own sphere of business. In fact, he is the president and principal shareholder of a multinational energy corporation, which is by some distance the largest in its field. With operations on every continent, its newest office is situated behind an unmarked door on the 10th floor of a North Tehran tower block. On the American's right hand, expressionlessly scanning the room, is a Russian entrepreneur, the founder of a holding company that embraces interests in steel, petrochemicals, and shipping. He is one of the few men here whose name is known to the public. Like all of those present, he arrived by Gulfstream jet at a private airport near Bergamo in the early hours of the morning and was conveyed straight to the palazzo by car, a 5-year-old discreetly armoured Mercedes, as it happens. Nothing calculated to attract attention. Beside him is an Armenian, a heavy-set man, whose corporation's worldwide aerospace, defence and security-related operations have an annual turnover of between $15 and $25 billion. Its most recent contract relates to the construction and running of US government installations in Central Asia. These are subject to the highest level of classification, and it would come as a surprise to many that he was discussing the contract in detail with the chief executive officer of the world's most important investment bank. As the CEO considers the implications of the Armenian's words, his face shows none of the bonhomie of his...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?